cooling down during a heat wave. Texas border business. Cleveland Clinic. It may not officially be summer, but many parts of the country are already seeing soaring temperatures. And now, a heat wave is expected to hit the East Coast, making it even more important to stay hydrated. Dehydration is both the beginning and part of the spectrum of heat-related illness. Dehydration means loss of sufficient body fluid levels, said Christopher Bazzoli, MD, emergency medicine physician for Cleveland Clinic. And you can think of body water content as, kind of, the motor oil of the body. You need enough of it to make everything function just as it should. Dr. Bazzoli said signs of dehydration can include headache, tiredness, dizziness, dry mouth, dark-colored urine, flushed skin and muscle cramps. In severe cases, it can lead to heat stroke, kidney failure or even death. Anyone can get dehydrated, but children and the elderly tend to be more vulnerable. Dr. Bazzoli said when a person sweats from the heat, they're losing more than just water. They're also losing electrolytes and minerals, which are needed for our nervous system, heart and muscles. If you're starting to feel thirsty, you're already probably about a liter or so dehydrated and behind. Thirst is one of our first signals to trigger us that we need to try to catch up, he said. And if you're dehydrated in that rehydration process, trying to get to a cooler, shaded area and out of the heat will help. He said it's best to drink mostly water to stay hydrated, with some rehydration drinks to supplement. You should also avoid sugary juice drinks, sodas, coffee and tea.